Hello, I'm calling on behalf of Metro Research, and I'm conducting an opinion survey. I would like to ask you a few questions about the upcoming elections. So to make sure we have a representation of all ages, let me ask you, what is the year of your birth?
1952.
1952, all right. What is the highest level of school you completed, or the highest degree you have received?
This is research on what?
About the upcoming elections. Hello?
And you have me as what party?
Have you as what?
As belonging to what party?
Well, we haven't really gotten to those questions yet. As of right now, I actually know nothing about you. But that's what this survey is for, so you could give your opinions about the upcoming elections. So what is the highest level of school you completed, or the highest degree you have received?
I have an associate's degree.
All right. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or of Spanish origin?
No.
All right. What is your race?
African American.
All right. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered to vote.
All right. As you may know, there's going to be an elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other states and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in this upcoming November 2024 election? Are you almost certain to vote, probably going to vote? Are the chances 50-50? Are you probably not going to vote, or will you definitely not vote?
I'll be voting.
All right. So would that be almost certain then?
I will be voting.
All right. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 elections on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not motivated at all, and a 5 means that you're extremely motivated?
Extremely motivated.
How much power do you feel like your vote has to create change in your community?
Absolutely none.
Oh, so would you say 0 then, because you feel like you have no power at all?
I said absolutely none.
All right. Thinking about the upcoming election in November 2024, what are the two most important issues for you when voting this year? You can select up to two. So the issues go as abortion, student loan forgiveness, criminal justice reform / police issues, voting rights and democracy, cost of living and inflation, immigration, climate change, healthcare, racism and discrimination, crime and violence, Israel / Palestine conflict, or jobs and the economy.
Okay, you gave me too many choices. There's a few of them in there, and I'm not
going to
rate them.
All right, well, if you have to choose two of them, which do you think are the most important issues for you when voting this year?
Okay, like I said, I believe there are like five that are like right on the top together, so I'm not going to give it 1 to 5.
Are you sure? You want to select two?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Oh, all right. Well, thank you so much for your time then. Hope you have a good day.